This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roots on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the roots on fire. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back. Lots to talk about today. There's so much going on. I think I'll start the show by talking about Barack Obama, one of my favorite topics. I'm about to write a column about that. Barack Obama slams Israel's response to the Hamas terror attack and takes the shot at America. I mean, you just got to laugh. I called this from day one, right? In 2013, I wrote the book... What was the name of the book? The Ultimate Obama Survival Guide. It took me a second to remember the name of the book because I've written 16 books. But that was the bestseller I've ever written in my life. It came out number one in America on the day it came out. That week it was number one in America. It finished the year the number six hardcover in the United States of America. And it was all about the things, the terrible things that Obama was doing to America and to Israel. And all these years later, I'm telling you, Obama is the president of the United States, and he has a hatred for America and for Israel. And to say what he said about Israel is just unbelievable. He can't say, I hate Israel. He can't say, I hope Israel dies. He can't say, I'm glad 1,400 Jews died. You have to understand, nobody says things like that. You go undercover and you're subtle about it. So he said, Israel can't attack Hamas. There's got to be a ceasefire because it'll cause hatred for generations to come. What? They just attacked you and raped you and murdered you and burned you to death and cut your heads off and killed babies and kidnapped grandmothers. And he's worried about how they'll feel generations from now. I think it's pretty clear they already hate Jews. I think that's very clear, don't you? There's nothing worse you can do. You can bomb them and kill them all, and then they won't be there generations from now. That's one choice. Or you can bomb them and kill the bad guys, and they won't hate you anymore, the ones who live. They can't hate you anymore than when they ordered their soldiers to take drugs and do despicable things to people and torture and mutilate them after they're dead. It can't get any worse. You were just attacked by the devil himself. The most evil attack since the Holocaust. The things they did to the bodies of Jews. So I wouldn't worry about how they'll feel centuries from now or generations from now. It's pretty clear they hate you pretty good right now. So I don't think Israel attacking Gaza could actually hurt Israeli-Gaza relations too much. Do you? What an absurd argument. And by the way, where's the argument on the other side? Why did Obama say, maybe you shouldn't cut the head off of old lady grandmothers? Maybe you shouldn't cut babies out of the stomachs of pregnant Jewish women? Maybe, just maybe, that will cause hate several generations down the line from Jews to Palestinians. Maybe that should have been his topic. But Obama is on the other side. Obama is the president of the United States. Obama is giving the orders. Obama is telling Biden that we got to have a ceasefire. Well, Biden says publicly he doesn't support a ceasefire. He's on Israel's side. Obama is telling Joe Biden to give humanitarian aid to Gaza and to stall the attack until the humanitarian aid is in, because the humanitarian aid will have guns and bullets and grenades and grenade launchers and missile launchers and every other horrible thing you could think of to kill Jews, rockets and rocket launchers. That's what's in the humanitarian aid. There is no humanitarian aid. It's a cover. It'll be picnic baskets, but under the picnic baskets are grenades. Any idiot could figure out that all the humanitarian aid going to Gaza is military weapons going to Gaza, courtesy of Iran. So this is ludicrous that the United States is saying this, and it's going to lead to the death of many, many more Jews. I was joking, and sometimes you do have to joke about this stuff because it's so tragic, it's so wrong, so bad, so terrible. It's such evil that it's hard to even smile since the attack in early October. But I was laughing at hour number one because there's actually an organization out there called Queers for Palestine. Queers for Palestine. Gay people and transgenders, lesbians, gays, and transgenders who want to wave the Palestine flag next to the queer flag without realizing they're so stupid, they're so ignorant, they're such freaking morons, they don't know that in any Muslim nation, they will kill you or imprison you or gang rape you or stick a pipe up the you-know-what for being gay and then throw you off a roof. The death penalty is what they give you in most Muslim countries for being gay. And in Gaza, we found out, it was looked up in hour number one, I had a guest, and Josh Manning of Western Journal looked it up, and in Gaza, you get 10 years in prison for being gay. But I pointed out a couple of things. Number one, the mob would throw you off the roof before you ever got a trial. So there is no prison. You're never getting to prison, number one. And number two, once in prison, if you were to get to prison, do you know what a prison in Gaza is like? 10 years, 120 months with no hope, getting gang raped every day with a pipe. That's what would happen in a Gaza prison for a gay person. Are you kidding me? So to say Palestine, Queers for Palestine, is so stupid. It's beyond belief. As I said in the last hour, it's like saying blacks for the KKK, right? It's just absolutely absurd. It's mobsters for the FBI. Chris, what was the other one you thought up? It was a great one. I can't even remember what it was. Dogs for Michael Vick. I don't think dogs should cheer for Michael Vick. He was killing dogs in dog fights. Do you understand? Dogs shouldn't like Michael Vick. And queers should like Palestine, and blacks should like the KKK, and the mafia shouldn't like the FBI. It doesn't make any sense. Queers for Palestine is the most ignorant three words in the English language. I gotta write that column. The three stupidest words in the English language, queers for Palestine. How dumb can you be? All right, I've mentioned in the last few days how incredible it is, how bizarre it is, how off the top it is that Israel was attacked. Jews were attacked and raped and murdered and beheaded and burned to death and mutilated after they were dead. And yet the world is mad at the Jews. Does that make sense to any of you? How many people are coming out of the woodwork openly to hate Jews? Makes no sense. Never did make sense. It wasn't Jews who did something to someone else. Jews are the victims. So why are you so mad at Jews? And they're coming out of the woodwork. Dentists and doctors and financiers and bankers. All of them with Muslim names. To say that Hitler didn't finish the job, I hate the Jews. And then on social media, on some of my social media responses pro-Israel, I get answers like, you know, the Nazis didn't do a good enough job, they should have finished the Jews off. And those don't look like Muslims. I see the person responding, and I actually click on it and go to their site, and going back months with their tweets or their social media posts, it's clear that they're white skinheads, Nazi types. So, you know, they've got little blonde crew cuts. They're not Muslims. So there are a lot of people out there that the minute Jews get attacked and are in the news, they're against the Jews, the people who were attacked. It's so sick. But there's no born-again Christians out there like you at Lindell or like my fans at Real America's Voice that hate Jews. Christians in America love Jews, but not Nazis. Nazis don't love Jews, and skinheads don't love Jews. KKK doesn't love Jews. And Muslims don't love Jews, and Muslim extremists don't love Jews. And those are the groups coming out and openly saying things. And of course, the United Nations is always against the Jewish state of Israel. The UN Secretary General insinuates that Israel had it coming. Israel had it coming. The shocking speech by UN Secretary General at Security Council meeting, while rockets are being fired at Israel, proved conclusively, beyond any doubt, this is coming from the Israeli ambassador, that the Secretary General is completely disconnected from reality in our region, and that he views the massacre committed by Nazi Hamas terrorists in a distorted and immoral manner. His statement that the attacks by Hamas did not happen in a vacuum expressed an understanding for terrorism and murder. It really is unfathomable. It's truly sad that the head of an organization that arose after the Holocaust holds such horrible views, a tragedy. And I've been saying this not about the United Nations, but about all the Americans inside America who have come out and made horrible comments and taken the side of Hamas after they slaughtered Jews in one of the worst terrorist attacks and mass murders since the worst since the Holocaust. It's just sickening. Just sickening. Let me mention for all my friends at Lindell TV, a new conference that's coming out starring Tucker Carlson here in Las Vegas. So if you're watching me in Vegas, or if you can get to Vegas, if you live nearby and you want to fly into Vegas, it's called the RISC-ON 360 Global Success Conference. The event stars Tucker Carlson, Charles Payne of Fox Business, and yours truly, Wayne Allyn-Root, and about 20 of the biggest motivational business speakers in the world. Join Todd Altz for 2 days of sessions focusing on business and finance, entrepreneurship, leadership, personal growth and development, philanthropy, fitness and health. It takes place November 19th to 20th right here in Las Vegas at the Sahara Hotel. Again, it's headlined by the one and only Tucker Carlson. Right now, register at riskon360.com. riskon360.com. See you there. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root from MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Hundreds of products are available right now during MyPillow's fall sale. Get up to 80% off. Slippers, towels, bed sheets, mattress toppers, mattresses, and so much more. Also right now, take advantage of special offers on the new MyPillow 2.0, the greatest pillow ever created, and the new MyPillow Topper 2.0. Huge discounts are available at MyPillow.com with the promo code ROOT, R-O-O-T. You can also receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products at MyStore.com. Also with the promo code ROOT at MyStore.com, you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs. Get up to 80% off on hundreds of products right now during MyPillow's fall sale. And be sure to use promo code ROOT at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. That's promo code R-O-O-T. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses, including include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR.
Raw and unfiltered.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's funny. We're trying to come up with other names that are like queers for Palestine. You know, I'm Jewish. It'd be like Jews for Nazis. I mean, are there any Jews who like Nazis? Why would a queer like Palestine when they throw gays off buildings? Yeah. Russians for how about Ukrainians for Russia? That's what that would be like. Ukrainians for Russia, right? For Russia. Russia for NATO. Illegals for ICE. Women for Ike Turner. I mean, the list is long. Who would believe in those things? What kind of a queer? And that's their word, not mine. I used to think that was a slur. Is it? I thought queer was like the N-word for gays. Now they like it, they've adopted it. They're all queer. I thought queer is a disgusting word for gays. But they like it, okay, so I'll call them that. You're queer. Queers for Palestine. It's like Jews for Nazi Germany. It makes no sense. Gosh, could people be any more ignorant? Any more foolish? Chris Christie for salads. Oh boy, who's like the most famous vegetarian in the world? I'm trying to think who'd be a famous, or just vegetarians for meat. How about vegetarians for steak? I mean, it makes no sense. Yeah. War beef commercial. Vegetarians for war beef. And this segment is still sponsored by Vegetarians for War Beef. But it is sponsored by War Beef. I'm just not a vegetarian. I like beef. I have a survival food product for all of you. Stock up now. Keep fighting for the best, hoping for the best, praying for the best. But you got to prepare for the worst, right? You know there's an attack on our food supply and our farms and our food production facilities, and that's why the food prices are skyrocketing. Worst of all, they're putting mRNA in our food. That's why I've teamed up with a veteran-owned America First company that sells High-quality freeze-dried beef with more than a decade shelf life. Premium Texas beef. No beef crumbles like other survival food companies. Only ribeye, New York strip, tenderloin, or original steak sirloin with no mRNA jabs ever. Only one ingredient, premium beef, for survival food in case of emergency. They created a website just for my fans with exclusive discounts just for my fans. Warbeef.com. Warbeef.com. You get a 15% discount when you use the promo code WAR15 at checkout. That's Warbeef.com. Promo code WAR15. And, you know, all you vegetarians out there, it's perfect for you. Just like Palestine, it's perfect for queers. Makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? All right. I was talking during the break. Or I should say at the end of, before the break, at the end of the last segment, about all the people coming out, you know, either against Israel or pro-Palestine. Celebrities urge President Biden to call for a ceasefire in Gaza. In a letter signed by America Ferrara from Barbie, the Barbie movie, and Channing Tatum and Dua Lipa, who I don't know, I've never heard that name, Florence Pugh, Macklemore, and more stars. By the way, that's a pretty weak list of stars. I've never heard of most of them on that list. Only one I actually know is Channing Tatum. But it's just so crazy what's going on in this world. That's, you know, remember, Hollywood is not dominated by Muslims. Hollywood is dominated by Jews who run Hollywood. And that is not, that's coming from me, a Jew. You know, all you have to do is look at every TV show and the executive producer of every show. Almost every one of them is a Jewish name. Go look up at Google who's the head of every movie studio. Almost every one of them is a Jewish name. So Jews do dominate, just like blacks dominate sports. Is that saying something bad about them? No. They're great athletes, and they dominate sports. Jews do dominate Hollywood. So it's amazing to me that celebrities would come out and fight for Hamas or fight for Palestine or say that Jews are bad or say there should be a ceasefire. You know, just like queers for Palestine makes no sense, a ceasefire is that absurd. You know, think about this for a minute. Think about the Alamo. After the Mexicans surrounded the Alamo and slaughtered every American, every Texan in it, did the Texans ask for a ceasefire? Or did they all round up as many soldiers as they could, go after the force that killed everyone at the Alamo, and kill them all? They killed all the Mexicans that killed everyone at the Alamo. They didn't ask for a ceasefire. And after Pearl Harbor, did we ask for a ceasefire? No! We bombed Tokyo! Remember that? We bombed Tokyo and landed the bombers in China and almost everybody died. It was a suicide mission, but we did it. So we killed as many of the Japanese as we could as a message that we're coming. And then we killed millions, and then we dropped bombs like Hiroshima and Nagasaki. We didn't call for a ceasefire. We killed them all. And then after 9/11, did we call for a ceasefire? So why should anyone think that the Jews should call for a ceasefire or agree to a ceasefire? Why are Jews different than Americans after the Alamo, or Texans after the Alamo, or Americans after Pearl Harbor, or New Yorkers after 9/11? Everybody wants revenge in the real world. And believe me when I tell you, Israel will get revenge in Gaza, just like the Texans got revenge at the Alamo. Remember the Alamo! In this case, remember the massacre from Gaza. We're going in, and we're going to win, and we're going to wipe them out. And that's what you got to do, just like the Texans. I'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
War now.
U.S.
USA News update. On this 18th day of conflict between Israel and Hamas, efforts to secure the release of hostages held by Hamas continue. Following the humanitarian release of two elderly Israeli women by the militant group, intensive talks are reportedly underway. The White House is underscoring there's no place for anti-Semitism in the U.S.
We must all do our part and forcefully speak out against anti-Semitism.
This comes after Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre received criticism on Monday, saying that the administration had observed no credible threats. After being nominated for Speaker, House Majority Whip Tom Emmer is withdrawing from the race. The Minnesota Republican was unable to garner sufficient support within his own party, facing opposition from over two dozen Republicans for the Speaker's position. Republicans are presently holding closed-door meetings to determine their next steps. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
on fire. Welcome back to the show. Energized Health is the sponsor of this segment of the show. It is not a weight loss program, a traditional weight loss program, because those don't work. It is a life-changing, complete health program with fat loss as an amazing side effect. It'll be the last program you ever get on, and I can testify to that. I'm a witness. It changed my life. And John and Chelsea Jubilee, who are the owners, founders and owners of Energized Health, guarantee it. 100% money back guarantee. I didn't know I had an ounce of fat to lose. I went on this program. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including dangerous inner body visceral fat, gained 10 pounds of muscle, gained intercellular hydration, and now three years as of this November. So about 9 days from now, it is 3 years that I've been on this program. It's simple, it's easy, it's healthy, and I haven't gained back a single pound of fat. And as a bonus, it made me look younger than I have since I was 50 years old. I'm now 62, and I look much better now than when I was 50. Amazing. So check it out. If you want to be like Wayne, join the program and get 40% off. Just say war and get 40% off. EnergizedHealth.com, 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895, toll free, or go to EnergizedHealth.com, say war, and get 40% off. All right, Patrick Basham is with us, director of the Democracy Institute. His website is democracyinstitute.org. I consider him one of the best, if not the best, pollster in the United States. His polls are always on the money, and he's got some great polls to tell us about. Patrick Basham, welcome to the show. How are you, Pat?
Thank you. I'm great. I'm here in the middle of the night in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. I just want to tell you, Wayne, all your American friends in the Middle East say hi. Whether they watch or listen to you, they wanted to make sure I said hi to you.
Well, that's good. I appreciate that. You're in Saudi Arabia. Why? What are you attending there? Tell everybody where you're at.
I'm at the Global Investment Conference. It's called the Future Investment Initiative. It's backed heavily by the Saudis and other countries in the Middle East. But it's truly global. It's not like the World Economic Forum in Davos, which, you know, very much Western-facing, Western-focused. They pay kind of virtue-signaling attention to the Global South and the BRICS countries. Those countries are front and center here. There really is everyone, from the Russians, the Chinese, the Latin Americans, the North Americans, the Europeans, etc. And it's very pragmatic. It's about how do we harness technology, innovation, creativity, entrepreneurship to disrupt economies, to improve them across the board. Not just a fixation on how we should plan everything for everybody in the West and elsewhere, just edicts from Davos. This Davos in the desert is a more organic approach, more spontaneous approach, and therefore I think has much more likelihood of success, because as you and I think both know, Wayne, to the nth degree, you can't plan a successful economy. You have to let people grow that economy for themselves.
So it's kind of the anti-Davos. This is very much the opposite of what you find at Davos. These are not a bunch of D.C. swamp, deep state globalists trying to plan the whole world. Very different audience, correct?
Absolutely. It's an antidote to Davos. I say a calm approach to these things. Now, you've got D.C. swamp types and big tech from Silicon Valley and Wall Street types here this year, because it's gotten so big over the last couple of years, they sort of can't ignore it. I'm hoping that they just don't ruin a good thing, which they have a habit of doing, don't they?
Yes, they do. So let me ask you about the number one thing, the number one topic on my show for the last 2 weeks. And by the way, I'm actually annoyed by it, because I think the number one topic should be the destruction Biden has done to our country and the open borders that are destroying our country. And instead, all of that's been put in the back hopper, and it's just not the big topic anymore. It's Israel and the attack by Hamas, and now Israel's attack at Gaza, that, and now America in a war, potentially World War III, with Iran. That's become the big news, and I think Biden's thrilled that it's taken the horrible American economy and the horrible open borders and all of that out of the picture. But what do your polls tell you about how Americans feel about Israel? I assume and I hope and I pray that most Americans are still behind Israel, different than the little protests you see around the country at colleges where they all support Hamas. What's the average American thinking?
The average American is very much supportive of Israel in this conflict. So you're looking at about 6 in 10 Americans saying that, given the choice, in this conflict, they support Israel against Hamas, which is obviously a very healthy number in polling terms. In terms of a military situation, it's very impressive. The other caveat, though, Wayne, is you're looking at about 9% of American voters saying they support Hamas. You say, well, it's only 9%. Do you think how many millions of people that is? Mm. That, you know, that many Americans
shocking.
are taking in whatever propaganda is required and spinning it back out to folks like me. You know, that's a little disconcerting and disquieting when you think of numerically how many people that is.
Well, I would think it's a combination of Muslims that we've let in from open borders. A lot of Muslims in this country, and a lot of them are radical Muslims, and they've been brainwashed, and they've believed the propaganda. And then a few coastal liberals who went to Ivy League elite schools. When you add it together, it's 9%. But that still means 90% plus of the United States is either with Israel, or they're kind of agnostic, and they don't care. But, you know, a good 61% is for Israel. And so I think that, you know, look, 61 for Israel and 9 against, that's pretty darn good poll numbers.
Yeah, absolutely they are. I don't mean to sort of dampen your spirits on this, but it's just given Hamas, who we're talking about, that kind of level and degree of barbaric terrorism,
yeah.
Just shows you how, as you say, college-educated, people on campus, et cetera, the education, in inverted commas, that they've received on these kinds of issues is really quite terrifying.
And what is the way the average American feels about Iran and about the possibility of America being involved now, being pulled into World War III?
Well, Americans don't like Iran. They don't like the Iranian leader. There's no question about that. We've asked specifically on those topics. They don't like Iran being paid off, as kidnappers, paid ransom to release American hostages. But where Americans draw the line, yes, they want Israel to prevail. They think we should support Israel. But just like with Ukraine, Americans have no appetite for American boots on the ground or direct American involvement. Now, this, I think, wouldn't have been that different pre-Ukraine. But now we have American majority opinion, our numbers say, having turned against that war, or at least spending more money, etc. They still want Ukraine to win. But now, Americans are so much more jaundiced and cynical about the Biden administration's foreign policy and their willingness to try to sort of be something to everyone and eventually get us involved, because their policy failures lead to that inevitable conclusion if you're going to pursue this policy any further. So people are pretty skeptical, and it would be a huge mistake for Biden to move forward in that way and to do anything tangible that involves Americans, or potential loss of life of American military. I think would be disastrous.
Yeah, well, you won't find a more pro-Israel person in America than me, and even I'm not sure what to do about funding of this war. Forget about boots on the ground. I agree, I don't want any boots on the ground, but funding, you know, when he asked for a new $105 billion, most of that going to Ukraine, my answer is no, even though some of it's going to Israel. I don't care. My answer is, this is crazy. We're a broke nation, a debtor nation. We don't have the money to pay everyone in the world for whatever they want. This is crazy stuff, Patrick. So I guess my views are kind of aligning with the average American, right? They don't want that $105 billion given to Ukraine, Israel, and what Biden claims is border security, but it's not.
No, that's exactly right, because what Biden's doing is he wasn't funding the southern border, protect the southern border, but protecting Ukraine's eastern border. Now he wants to protect Israel's southern border, but not the American border. And Americans have caught on to this. And that's why, although, as you said at the opening, Wayne, Biden was relieved that this had happened, because it temporarily took Ukraine and the economy, most importantly, off the front pages. It's going to be difficult. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be slow and dragged out, almost certainly. You know, you cannot wipe out an idea, no matter how heinous that idea is, overnight, no matter what the Israelis try to do. And so Biden is going to get stuck in this in one way or another. And it's going to be another layer of foreign policy failure after Afghanistan, you know, and after Ukraine. And I think we're going to add
China,
Israel, Gaza, Hamas.
China,
all of
Taiwan.
This. Yeah. And what makes it even worse, of course, and we asked these questions in our polling, and the numbers support very much what I'm about to say, which is that Americans, when presented with the facts, connect the dots correctly, that the money that Obama and Biden gave to Iran, and then the money that Biden's been giving to them since, is literally paying for Hamas to do what they do to Israel. And you know, that's pretty serious foreign policy failure stuff. So Biden has to be very careful that he doesn't overplay whatever hand, I don't think he has a good hand to play, but it doesn't overplay what hand he does have, because it's going to come back and bite him.
I see the topics that we were going to discuss. We've run through all of them, but I've got one that was on the list, so let me hit you with it. I don't know if you've done proper polling on it or not, but has Biden gotten any kind of a bump for going to Israel and acting like he's so pro-Israel and he's such a war leader? Has there? I assume he would like this to be wag the dog and he gets a bump, but is there a bump, or is Biden actually viewed negatively even since the Gaza attack on Israel?
It's a wash, Wayne. There's no change. We don't find any change. The people who were supported him before do so after. It was not an impressive trip. Didn't accomplish anything. It's typical Biden foreign policy. People just view it as such.
Got it. I would hope, you know, it's amazing. My Jews never change. And I feel like writing a column called "Let My People Go" to the Democrat Party. People go. Get off the plantation already. My God, how can you watch Biden give billions to Iran to fund the entire attack and then and money to Palestine for humanitarian, which is going to go for weapons to kill Jews in Israel, and still support Biden? Crazy. Patrick, we're going to run. Patrick Basham, always great stats from the Democracy Institute. His website, democracyinstitute.org. Patrick, thanks for coming on the show. We'll be right back.
Sokovia Capital. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then in the first quarter of this year, central banks added 228 tons of gold. That's up 176% over last year and another all-time record. And China knows what's coming. They've added 144 tons of gold just since November. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Root sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call Goldgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. Toll free 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com. Promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution three times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com, and use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Keep asking me, hey, I listen to your show. How do I get it on TV? You know, we're on Lindell TV, which is Lindell TV 2, which is frankspeech.com. We're on Brighteon TV, which is brighteon.tv. We're on Blessed News Network, which is, let's see if I got that one right. That is blessed.news, blessed.news. There are lots of ways to reach us on the radio. We're on Renegade Talk Radio. We're on USA Audio Network. We're on Brighteon Radio. But it's so much easier for me to just say, go to my website, rootforamerica.com. And when you go to rootforamerica.com, at the top it says, watch Wayne, listen to Wayne, listen to Wayne's podcast, listen to Wayne's radio show, watch Wayne's TV shows. Click on the TV, and boom, it shows you all the ways to get on from there. And click on the radio, and it shows you all the ways to listen from there. And click on the podcast, it shows you all the ways to listen from there. Not only listen live, but also to a library of my shows from yesterday, and the day before, and the day before, and the day before that. So it's all there at rootforamerica.com. Very easy way to explain to you what's going on. Golgate Capital is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Golgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door inside your IRA, SEP IRA, 401k, 100% insured, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you tell them Wainwright sent you, Golgate Capital will give you $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call Golgate Capital today or go to GoldgateCapital.com, GoldgateCapital.com. Type in Wainwright and you get $15,000 in free silver, or at least up to $15,000 in free silver. Or call them at 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, and say Wainwright and you get up to $15,000 in free silver. It's a great deal. Great deal. So I was talking about Bobby Kennedy earlier last week. So I wanted to read you some highlights of my new column that just came out. It is titled, Thank You, Bobby Kennedy, How RFK Jr. Just Helped Trump Win the 2024 Election. And I ask, is RFK Jr., Bobby Kennedy Jr., Trump's secret weapon in 2024? Because I have argued for many months now that RFK Jr. is right about three things. The COVID vaccine, first and foremost, above all else. The funding of the Ukraine war. And the deep state. He's on the money on all three. I like him. He's a good guy for a Democrat. He has integrity and credibility for a Democrat. And most importantly, he's not a communist traitor, meaning he's not your typical Democrat that's in office today. He doesn't want to destroy America. That's why the Democrat leadership hates him. RFK Jr. has been shunned by his own party. He's a pariah in the party of a radical America-hating Marxist like Obama, Biden, Kamala, Hillary, Pelosi, Kerry, and George Soros. RFK Jr. is a relatively good guy for a Democrat. So because RFK is so right about the COVID vaccine, which I think is dangerous and deadly, I've pitched him relentlessly on my national TV and radio shows, like right here on Lindell and USA Audio, as the ideal special prosecutor for President Trump to appoint to investigate Big Pharma and the COVID vaccines. If Trump is elected again in 2024, he should announce that he's willing to do that. Let's find out once and for all the truth about the COVID vaccines. Did they save lives? Did they kill millions? Are they a scam? Did Big Pharma bribe the media and the politicians? Was massive censorship and propaganda used by our own government to cover up the truth? Inquiring minds want to know. And by the way, the proof that I'm right about this is only 2% of Americans have taken the COVID vaccine. That's the CDC that just reported that. 2% have taken the latest COVID booster. So that proves that 98% of Americans have serious questions about the safety and effectiveness of the COVID vaccine. So if President Trump were to announce that if he's elected, he's going to have an investigation, he doesn't have to say he's against it, he's just going to investigate it, and he's going to name Bobby Kennedy to head that investigation, I'm telling you, he would gain a lot of support, and he'd make his base really happy. But having said that, I've warned on many occasions that RFK Jr. should never be Trump's vice president. Can never and should never, even though many conservative hosts have recommended it and suggested it and bragged about it. They're naive. It can't be an option. Why? Because he's a big Democrat. Even though he's running as an independent, he's like a traditional Kennedy Democrat. Okay, he doesn't hate America. He's not a communist traitor. But he's in the mode of Ted Kennedy, right? His uncle, George McGovern, Jimmy Carter, and Walter Mondale, meaning he's a traditional old-school liberal Democrat, and I don't want to go anywhere near a guy like that. I don't want a guy near our economy. I don't want him on Trump's ticket. I don't want him with an R next to his name. But now the latest news is out, and that is that RFK Jr. supports reparations. He wants to steal your money because you're white, even though you weren't alive for slavery, and your family may not have even been in America, and you've never heard a black person in your life, and he wants to redistribute your hard-earned money to people just because they're black who were also not alive during slavery. Makes a lot of sense, right? It's just insane. It's the opposite of everything Martin Luther King ever argued about. Government has no right to pick winners and losers, but especially based on the color of your skin. So RFK, I'm cheering this, because he's not going to get any Republican votes now, because Republican voters are universally against reparations. The only person he can hurt now is Biden or whoever's at the top of the Democrat ticket. He can only help Trump win the election. No Republican's going to vote for a guy who supports reparations. So Bobby Kennedy may yet be the best thing to happen to Trump and the GOP. He just gave Trump the advantage he needs to sweep the battleground states, even in a rigged election. RFK just became Trump's secret weapon, Trump's Ross Perot. Thank you, Bobby. For the first time in my life, I want to hug a Kennedy. That's my latest commentary. Hope you enjoyed it. I'll be back on radio, on USA Audio. That's it for tonight. I'm Lindell. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.